Have you noticed when you're paying the bill at the restaurant an extra surcharge? What is that? I've been wondering, you've been wondering, and so has Jason Knowles, who is at ABC 7, the consumer investigative reporter. Jason, good morning. This is an interesting story because dozens of restaurants are charging this surcharge that began during the pandemic, but they're still charging it now, aren't they?
That's right. Good morning. Yeah, we were wondering what is going on and how many restaurants are really charging this surcharge. You know, I kind of noticed it here and there on some bills, and I thought, oh, maybe it's just a couple places still doing it. As you said, they started during the pandemic because I think, as everybody understood, there were rising costs of operating costs and sanitation and, you know, employees and health benefits and everything. And so I think people were a little more understanding then, but now we're a year and a half past the pandemic officially ending, and we still have this charge, and we found it at dozens of restaurants all over the Chicago area, dozens of restaurant groups. Mm-hmm. You know, it's actually, I found it more places than I didn't. Mm-hmm. There were some groups that were not charging it. And then I found some new charges, too, for credit cards, which is a little bit different. We don't get into it in the story tonight, but there's another fee that some restaurants are charging where they're saying you're going to pay like $3 extra if you use a credit card, or 4% more you're going to pay us if you use a credit card.
Right.
So, yeah, you'll have to see what we find tonight, all the receipts piled up, and, you know, what the restaurant association is saying as well. You know, they are standing in Illinois. They're standing behind these fees and surcharges. You know, in a nutshell, saying that, you know, they need this money for the rising cost of doing business and operating costs, property taxes, the cost of everything. But the critics say, hey, why not just put it in the menu prices? Right?
Yeah, it's what, 3 or 4%? Is that what it is usually?
Yeah, it's about 3 or 4%. And at first it doesn't sound like a lot, but then you know what? You incorporate the rising cost of just going out to eat. And, you know, I think a bill, even for 2 or 3 people now, can be about $200 or more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I guess do the math. What is that, about like $8?
Mm. Yeah. So what do you...
So it adds up, right?
What about the tip? I mean, how are you supposed... Like, if you usually tip 20%, is it right to subtract a couple of percent because of this COVID surcharge? Or does that not go to any of the wait staff?
Well, I don't believe that any of this money goes directly to the wait staff from what we found out. I mean, it looks like it's going for operational costs. Some may go to help pay for the wait staff if they have any kind of benefits that they're offering, which is great. But it's not like it's cash going right into the wait staff's pockets. So, yes, you are still expected to pay that 20% tip, which I always do, you know, unless they're horrible. I always feel like at least 20% now is the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
I like to tip more, but all of this keeps adding up when you're adding another 20, 25% onto the 4% of the surcharge. You know, it ends up being a lot of money. Now, it is important to point out that you can ask for this charge to be reversed. I think almost every restaurant, if not all of them, they will take it off the bill. I do know some people in my life that would ask. I wouldn't ask. I want to ask sometimes. I don't. Mm-hmm. I've never asked. That's another problem that some of the critics have with this, is they say, well, you know, it kind of intimidates people. Who's going to really ask?
Yeah.
They may feel a little silly or embarrassed to ask for this to be reversed out the check.
You can't ask, and you have to leave what I call a celebrity tip, Jason, because
right.
because of your status there at ABC 7. Now, in defense of restaurants, restaurant chains and operators are on track this year to declare the most bankruptcies in decades outside of 2020, when we had the pandemic. And let's see here. Of course, you have, because of inflation, consumers aren't eating out as much. So even though the COVID relief funds and the concessions from landlords have dried up, the case is made by a lot of these restaurants that they still are in trouble. Is that what you heard from restaurant owners doing your report?
Yeah, the restaurant association, you know, we're not naming every specific restaurant. It would just be, you know, the report would be 2 hours long if we did.
Mm-hmm.
But the restaurant association, you know, is saying, again, like you said, kind of echoing that the rising food prices, inflation, rent, labor shortages, significant increases in the cost of doing business in Chicago. So Some are struggling to stay afloat. Now, I'm not saying I don't believe this, but I will say from my personal experience, you can't get into a restaurant in Chicago, especially if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like, it's hard to get into a lot of these popular restaurants. I mean, the restaurants are packed. People are out, and they are spending money from what I'm seeing. But, you know, that's not every scenario or in every restaurant.
Yeah, and what is this lawsuit that has been filed about this?
Yeah, there is one lawsuit that was filed about it. It's been in the news in the last few years against one large restaurant group. And tune in tonight at 10 to see the restaurant group, and you're going to hear their response to this lawsuit. But it basically is saying, this attorney saying that, you know, the fairest way to do this is to put this in the menu, and that people aren't truly informed about this, even though it is written on the bill, and there is many of the checks do say why it's there. It's an operating fee, and you can get it reversed. This attorney saying, well, no, not so fast. People aren't really informed of this. It's not that obvious. It's kind of buried down there in the check. And if you want to charge this to be truly transparent, you should put this in your menu items and just make everything more expensive. Mm. And then people really know what they're buying when they're choosing their menu item. And so I could kind of see both sides of that. But, you know, the restaurants don't want to increase prices even more.
Sure.
Especially with inflation. They don't want their menu items to be even higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's where shrinkflation comes in, and maybe same price, and maybe they serve a little less food. It's an interesting story. Everybody's interested in this. Jason Knowles, ABC 7. Very clever choice of an assignment, Jason, because then you get ABC to reimburse you for all the meals. I like that.
Well, you know what? I really wish that's a good idea. I should turn those receipts in. I think that's great. I eat out a lot, so it was a fun assignment. And you know, our other consumer investigator, Samantha Chapman, helped me with the story as well. And she dined out and helped. And she talked to a consumer group, Consumers Checkbook, and got their take on this as well. So tune in to see both of us dining out tonight and looking at those checks.
Tonight.
And, hopefully we'll help consumers know what they need to know the next time they dine out.
Tonight at 10, ABC 7. Jason, thanks.
Yeah.
Good catching up with you.
Thanks. Good to talk to you.